Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Pesachim. Mishnah Beis discusses dough stuck in cracks of the areva. An areva is a large mixing bowl, and sometimes when you mix dough in a large bowl, if there are cracks, that the dough might get stuck in the cracks. And so our Mishnah says, "Batzeik shebesidkei ha'areva." If there is dough in the cracks of the large mixing bowl, imiyesh kazayis humakom echad. If there is in one place a kazayis, that's a pretty large amount of dough, an olive-sized piece of dough, so then chayev levayer, you must get rid of it because it's chametz. So we're talking here about chametz dough. It's been sitting in the, because you mixed the dough and then it sat. So it's sitting, it got stuck in a crack. But if there's a kazayis, then that's chametz. And that's chametz, which means you have to get rid of it. And if you don't get rid of it, so then you're violating the Issur D'oraisa of Bayira Bali Matze. The imlo, and if it is not a kazayis in one place, so there's only small amounts in one place, and maybe there's a lot throughout the different cracks, but each crack only has a very small amount, then batel b'miuto, it is batel. Its smallness makes it insignificant relative to the areva, and therefore it is basically considered a crack filler in the walls of the areva, and it's basically part of the wall of the mixing bowl. And so it's not considered dough, and you don't have to get rid of it. And the Mishnah says, V'chein le'inyan ha'tumah. So too regarding tumah. Meaning what? If there is a kazayis of dough in one place, so then, as we have seen, it is because it is considered chametz, therefore it is an independent entity. So an independent entity means, therefore, that if a tamei person or a sheretz or some source's tumah touches the dough, so then it becomes tamei, the dough becomes tamei, but food, in general rule, does not pass tumah onto utensils, and therefore, since the dough is an independent entity, and the tumah touched the dough, the areva itself remains tahor. On the other hand, if there is less than a kazayis, we know that less than a kazayis is not considered chametz, it's considered just part of the areva. If it's part of the areva, then if tumah were to touch the dough, then it's as if the tumah touched the areva itself, because the dough, the small amount of dough, is considered part of the areva, and therefore it's all tameh. Now, this is true particularly on Pesach, when the determining factor of whether we consider it to be a separate entity from the bowl, from the mixing bowl, is whether or not it's a kazayis in size, because that's what determines whether or not it's chametz. And so if it is chametz, then it is of significant size and has halachic significance. But if it is not a kazayis, then it has no halachic significance. It's like it's part of the bowl. And that's why this is the halacha on Pesach. However, the rest of the year, the kazayis is not the determining factor. And the Mishnah tells us, the rest of the year, im makbid alav chotzeitz. It depends on your perspective. If you care about the dough, that is to say, you want to remove it from the crack, either because you want the dough or because it bothers you that it's in the crack. So then if you want to remove the dough, then chotzeitz, then it is considered a separate entity. And if a sheretz touches the dough, the areva does not become tumah, because it's a barrier, because it's a separate entity, and the tumah does not transfer across it. On the other hand, v'imrota b'kiyumo, if you want it to stay in the crack, again, either because you don't care about it, you don't want the dough, and might as well stay there, or because, I don't know, it's holding the bowl together. There's a big hole, and there's dried dough in it, and it's holding it together. So if you don't care about it, so then it is batel to the areva, as we've said, and then that's batel the areva, harehu ke areva, and then it doesn't matter how big it is. So on Pesach, the determining factor is kazayis, because that determines whether or not it's considered chametz, and that's what determines whether or not it's considered important. But the rest of the year, it's your intent that matters. And so if there's a small amount, far less than a kazayis, but you want it out, so then it has significance, and it is chotzeitz, and if tumah touches it, the bowl is tahar. But if you don't care about it, or you want it to stay in the crack, even if it is far larger than kazayis, even if it's multiple kazayisim, it is still batel to the areva if you want it to stay there. And therefore, It would not be chotzeitz, and even if it's a large amount of dough, if it gets touched by a sheretz, the whole bowl is tameh. Our Mishnah continues with a different halacha of what it calls batzei kacheresh. Literally, that means the a deaf mute dough. What do we mean, deaf mute dough? It means that you can't tell whether or not it has become chametz. Typically, there are signs, which we'll see in an upcoming Mishnah, of how you can determine if something is chametz or not. And this dough, it's hard for you to tell. And the reason it's called deaf mute is that frequently in the Gemara, a deaf mute is assumed to be someone who is, you can talk to them, but you're not sure if they understand anything because they can't show you any kind of sign that they understand. And therefore, it's called a batzei kacheresh. So what do we do with a batzei kacheresh? You can't tell if it became chametz or not. Im yesh kayotze bo shehichmetz, if there is another similar dough made at the same time, which has become chametz, so then areza asur, then this is also assumed to be chametz, just like its companion dough. The Gemara says, well, what if there's no companion dough? So if you have no similar dough by which to measure, then we basically measure using the amount of time that it takes to walk 2,000 amos. The amount of time it takes to walk 2,000 amos, according to most poskim, is around 18 minutes. So therefore, under normal circumstances, flour or dough or whatever is assumed to become chametz 18 minutes after contact with water.